The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Happy 4th of July, Pat.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, lots of fireworks, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And our guest today is Jason Wiggins, sales manager with Mortgage Network, Inc., also known as MNET. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Jackie. How you doing?
How are you?
Great.
Thanks for taking the time on this 4th of July weekend to be with us. We're here every Saturday and Sunday discussing numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing and selling for over 40 years. We are the recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for the year 2010. If you have any questions, you can feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
And you can view our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Also find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. If you have any topic that you would like to hear discussed on this show, please feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. You can email us that and we'll get it and we'll talk about it.
Okay, so Jason Wiggins, sales manager with Mortgage Network, Inc. How are you today?
I'm great, Jackie. How you doing?
Thanks for being with us. I'm fine, thank you. Tell me a little bit about your background, how long you've been doing this with this company, so on and so forth, please.
I've been in the business for 11 years, the last three with Mortgage Network.
Great. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would we get in touch with you?
Our direct line is 570-704-4809 or toll free at 866-723-9934, extension 4809.
And you have email?
jwiggins@mortgagenetwork.com. Mortgage Network is all one word.
And Wiggins is?
W-I-G-G-I-N-S.
jwiggins@mortgagenetwork.com. Great. Today I thought we'd talk about closing costs because I find there is a lot of confusion out there, consumer confusion regarding closing costs, and I'd like to spend a lot of time on that topic. But before we start that discussion, let me ask you a question. Do you often get asked, what's the interest rate?
Every day.
Okay. And how do you answer
that? With about three.
What is the interest rate?
With about three different questions. And they all depend on now, what's your credit score? How much money are you putting down? How much money are you borrowing? Each one of these plays into the fact of what the interest rate is. Fannie Mae has come up with credit score adjustments now. So depending on your credit score and your loan to value, meaning how much money you put down, there could be an adjustment, and that adjustment can range from anywhere from a quarter of a point all the way up to 3.5 points. So it really is a hard question to answer, just as what is your generic interest rate?
And I say, it depends, but you know, we'll be out to dinner or I'll be in the grocery store and I'll get that question. And you're right. There's no real quick, easy answer because it depends. It depends on a lot of factors.
So what are you saying? The lower my credit score, the more points I'll be paying at closing?
That or the higher rate you'll have to take.
Oh, okay.
A lot of lenders are able to build in the credit score adjustments into the interest rate. So you'll see, you know, a borrower with, for instance, a 640 credit score that's putting 20% down, if the adjustment's 2.5 points, they could take, instead of a base rate of 4.75, maybe a rate of 5.125 or 5.25, and that would take into consideration the adjustments that are required by Fannie on that loan.
Okay.
Do you often get asked, what's my APR?
We do. APR is, that's actually a good way to shop interest rates. You know, what I would tell a lot of borrowers when they're calling around shopping, it's not so much the interest rate. Interest rate is important. The interest rate is what you're going to pay back over the term of the loan, but interest rate is not everything. The higher the APR means the more fees that you pay. And I had a borrower call today that was quoted 4.5%, and rates are not 4.5% today. So, you know, you need to look at the APR and what other fees are associated with that rate to determine whether or not you're getting a good deal or not.
APR is annual percentage rate.
Correct.
And isn't it often confusing to a lot of people that are going through that process? A lot of the docs that are sent to them have the APR on it. So do you find that there's a lot of confusion with that?
There is, yeah. A lot of people think that the APR is what they pay the loan back at, and it's not. The note rate is what you pay the loan back at. The APR was designed to compare one bank against another. So if you went to Bank A and they gave you a rate of 4.75 and your APR was 4.85, and you went to Bank B and the rate was 4.75 and the APR was over 5%, you know that there's more fees associated with Bank B than there were with Bank A.
Okay. Well, thank you for that clarification, because I do find that that ties into closing costs. Now, do you also find what I find, that people are confused by closing costs?
Well, there are. Closing costs are, there's two different kinds. I mean, there's reoccurring and non-reoccurring closing costs. So when a borrower calls up and says, what are your closing costs? Your closing costs are things like bank fees, appraisal fees, transfer tax, title insurance. Those are what make up actual closing costs, because those are non-reoccurring. They're not going to happen again unless you buy another property or refinance or something like that. Non-reoccurring costs are prepaid items, such as taxes, insurance, the prepaid interest, depending on the day of the month that you close. Those are considered reoccurring closing costs, because you are going to have taxes again, and you will have homeowners insurance, you know, a yearly premium as well. So there's two different things, and they're really hard to compare. It's really, you know, in a borrower's benefit, if they're going to shop for rate, that they shop for the whole package. You know, lenders can put together what's called a borrower's estimate and send it out, and they can compare, you know, what the true cost of the loan are, how much it's going to cost for closing, because there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, you've got your down payment, which is one part of it. You have your closing cost, and then you have your prepaids, your taxes and insurance. So, you know, all those get lumped together to determine how much money you actually need at the closing table.
Well, a lot of times we find, and it depends on the loan, that one way that borrowers who are, for one reason or another, they don't have a lot of cash reserves and they don't have a lot of savings on hand, they'll do what we call a seller's assist, a seller's contribution. And that's where they agree to pay a price for the home. And then on top of that, we build in an amount for the closing costs. And that's a legal, allowable, ethical way for buyers to get a credit at closing. They're financing that amount over the term of the loan, and I think that's important to mention, over the duration of the loan. But they're also able to get that as a credit on their settlement statement to help pay their closing costs. So we do that a lot. We see it a lot in today's world. And, you know, sellers get confused, buyers get confused. And do you want to spend some time on this? We can talk about this.
Yeah, sure. A seller's assist is a great way to be able to close with less money out of pocket. And a seller assist really should be called a buyer finance, because you are financing that additional cost over the life of the loan. So a lot of the confusing part is sellers think that, you know, easy numbers. They sold their house for $100,000. The contract price is $106,000 with a $6,000 seller assist. The seller's going to net the $100,000 minus their real estate fees and the other fees that they have. And then the buyer at closing would be buying the house for $106,000. And then financing whatever, you know, they decided to put down, that financing the difference. So at closing, they would get a $6,000 credit to go towards, you know, their transfer tax, their title insurance, their appraisal fees and lender fees and those kinds of things. So it's a great thing, because it will allow you to close on a property with less money out of pocket.
So, yeah, and a lot of sellers get confused with it, because we get creative with the numbers, and so do buyers. Buyers get confused with it too, but it is an option out there, and it's a great tool for people that don't have a lot of cash on hand. What are points? Points are closing costs.
They are. Points are 1% of the loan amount. So when you hear somebody say they paid 3 points, if they had a $100,000 loan, they paid $3,000, because each point is $1,000. So points are something you have to watch out for. I mean, when you're talking to a lender or a bank and you're asking the interest rate, you need to specify, I want a 0 point loan, no points. So tell me what that rate is. And they're probably going to ask you the questions we went over:
what's your credit score?
How much money are you putting down? Because that matters. But, you know, that's why I think it's a lot easier for borrowers to see it all in writing. And when they're calling around, they need to ask for that. You know, when they call me, I actually want to provide that, because I don't want there to be any confusion as to what I told you up front and what I tell you when you make formal application or when you get to closing. I want it, you know, what I tell you up front is is going to be what it is at closing.
Not only no confusion, but no surprises.
No surprises. That's a big thing.
How about that?
Yeah, we don't like surprises at the closing table.
Especially when it's more money. You know, it's always a great surprise when it's less than what you thought up front, but when it's more, that's a big problem.
Yes, there's good surprises and bad surprises.
More money at closing is not a good surprise.
And that's a bad one. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Here today, we are talking with Jason Wiggins from Mortgage Network. Jason is a sales manager and very good at what he does. We're headed towards a break. Before we go to the break, I'd like to talk about our House Wanted section of the program. We have Jason Thomas with our office that is looking for a multifamily dwelling. He has a pre-approved buyer. The only requirement on this multi-dwelling is it has to be within walking distance to the city of Scranton. So, and also the price could be anywhere from $120,000 and under. So Jason Thomas is looking for a property, a multifamily property within walking distance to Scranton, the city of Scranton, for $120,000 or under, pre-approved buyer. Sarah Weiss from our office is looking for a property in Dunmore that is commercially zoned, and that's a definite need. They need a commercial occupancy, and then in addition to that, they'd like some multifamily unit so that the apartments can be additional income. And price is flexible. And again, a pre-approved buyer in Dunmore for a commercially zoned property with multi-units apartments for additional income. It is time for a short break. We will be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jrudy.com, where you will experience the gold standard. When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with
your husband, Patrick Devaney.
I forgot.
Did you forget who I am?
Yeah,
how could you ever forget who I am?
No, I would never. My husband and fellow realtor and our guest, Jason Wiggins from Mortgage Network. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Pat.
She didn't forget your name.
Of course.
How can I forget Jason? So, Jason, before the break, we were talking about closing costs and all the different types of closing costs, and we started talking about points and all the different closing costs that one can pay when purchasing a home. So one of the things I do notice in the business is on that settlement sheet is an origination fee. And can you explain what that is?
according to the new laws that are out there, banks' fees are called origination fees now. So in the old days, it was a point and an origination fee. Those were the same things. Origination fee now is what the bank actually charges you. So it would designate differently for points. So it breaks down differently on the good faith estimates now. Speaking of Mortgage Network, which I can disclose our fee is $8.95. So that would show up in our origination fee schedule. So when you look at the whole big picture of it and you see the origination fee, it's going to say $895.
Okay. And then when you meet with people and you go over what they can afford and how much they'll need for their down payment, which is very different than closing costs, and closing costs are separate. And I think there's a ton of confusion regarding that. I know how you work, and you're very thorough and efficient. You do a written estimate. Does everybody do that?
A lot of people don't do that. And that's what you got to be really careful about, because when you get to closing, it could be a lot more than what you expected. Or when you get your initial package from the lender, it could be a lot more than you expected. So when you're going to shop around, the important thing to do is ask for it in writing. It's very easy for us to put together an estimate for a borrower so they can see what the purchase price is. And we base it off, and that's why they're called estimates, because you don't necessarily have a purchase price and you don't necessarily always have the exact tax amount. But if they have a listing that they like, I ask for a copy of it, and I'll talk to them about what they're willing to pay for the property, and then we'll structure their loan. So whether it be an FHA loan or a conventional loan, and then I'll put an estimate together. And the estimate will include bank charges, appraisal charges, title insurance for that said property, taxes for that property. So we put it all together so they have a number. They know where their monthly payment is. They know how much money they need out of pocket. They know everything. So they're prepared for what it's going to be when they make an offer on the property. The last thing you want to do, you have so many people that are looking at, they say, all right, I'm pre-approved up to $100,000. What happens if you find a house that's $100,000 and the tax bill is $3,500? And the ones that you looked at previous to that were $1,400. Clearly, you're going to have a much higher payment. So I'd rather them know that before they make an offer on the property or before they go out and look at it, because it might be out of their price range and it might be something that pushes their payment level to a point that it's not comfortable for them anymore. And we know where that got us. So, we really need to do our job as lenders to make sure that we help put people in houses that they can actually afford.
Okay, before the break, we were talking about, when people ask just very generally or broadly, what is the interest rate? And you can't answer that specifically. So, do you find that when they're shopping for a mortgage company or a lender, that they're just shopping for the rate?
A lot of times, and in order to quote an accurate rate, you have to pull credit. So you shouldn't apply for 40 different mortgage companies. Because you don't want 40 different people pulling your credit. So it's a generic question that you can ask. And as a lender, we can ask some questions back and give you an idea of what it is. But clearly, you can't commit to a rate until you see the borrower's full application. So, if a borrower's going to shop, I would always suggest that they shop locally. When you're filling out these things online and you're working with somebody that's in Cleveland and you're buying a house in Scranton, they don't know about a lot of the things in Scranton. Like, they don't know about the transfer tax in Scranton.
Nope.
There's a lot of things that they don't know. So you could be given a lot of misinformation, and maybe it wasn't intentional, but it's still misinformation, and you could get a big surprise at closing. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things to be said about dealing with a local company. And at Mortgage Network, one of the great things that we have that nobody in our area does have is we have local processing, underwriting, and closing. So that means we handle your loan from start to finish. It doesn't go out of the office. It's not underwritten in another state. It's underwritten in our office. So we're in full control of your loan from start to finish. So if you have questions throughout the process, you can reach me or my assistant, who's Melissa Wiseman, or our processing staff. You're always going to be able to get information you need when you call us.
I always encourage my clients to deal with a local lender. I've had too many nightmares with bankers from internet lending company A or whoever they are that were terrible. And I have a question, I have to call somebody, I can't get anybody, nobody knows who's handling the loan. It's just a nightmare. It's just so much easier when there's someone locally and I say, all right, I'm going to call Jason and he's going to have all the answers for me. I agree with you 100%.
One of the things that we do when we send out an approval letter, we also send out the form that's got everybody's contact info. It'll say who the listing agent is, who the selling agent is, who the title company is, buyers, my information, the processor. So they always have something right in front of them. If they have a question about something, they know exactly where to call. So it makes it a lot easier for the borrowers, because this is a big step for them. I mean, you are buying a house, and it's a long commitment, so you need to make sure that you hit as few bumps in the road as you possibly can.
Right, yeah, that's good. I like that sheet that you send. That is very helpful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today with us explaining closing costs and all those various items that go along with that is Jason Wiggins, Sales Manager with Mortgage Network, Inc. How do we get in touch with you, Jason?
You can call my direct line, which is 570-704-4809. Or toll-free is 866-723-9934. Or you can email me at jwiggins@mortgagenetwork.com. That's jwiggins@mortgagenetwork.com.
Thank you. Okay, anything else you want to talk about regarding closing costs, breaking it down, escrows, taxes, private mortgage insurance, PMI, title charges, credit reports? Appraisal fees, that's all part of the settlement statement. That's all part of the closing costs.
It is, yes. It'll be broken down on the estimate provided.
Okay, Jason, from the initial disclosure that you provide the consumer, your client, is there a certain percentage that you have to fall within if it changes, if that amount, that estimate is different? By the time you get to closing, is there something that you have to adhere to, a percentage?
There is, yeah. It can't change by more than an eighth. So when you get the initial estimate up front and at closing, the APR can't be higher by an eighth. If it is, there's a problem. I mean, you can't close the loan that way.
Well,
so,
what's the problem? Like, what would happen?
You'd have to redisclose, or the lender would have to eat whatever the additional fees are. So the rule was designed to protect borrowers from bait and switch and those kinds of lenders that would tell you tell you one thing up front and give you something different at the closing. Now, lenders' fees cannot change. Title insurance fees have a 10% tolerance on them, and things like transfer tax, they cannot change. So whatever we disclose them at is what we have to close them at. The only time you can have a change if there's a change of circumstance. So if the contract changed where the buyer was responsible for all the transfer tax, but in the initial contract it was being split equally, we would be allowed to redisclose that. But,
okay.
And we would have to redisclose that, and the borrower would have to wait 3 days before they could close because they have to acknowledge the change and sign everything, and the law requires that we wait 72 hours, so 3 business days to close the loan.
Okay, so do you find that that's happening frequently?
It doesn't happen often.
No?
It doesn't happen often. No.
So then you're good at what you do.
Try to be.
Yeah. You give a pretty accurate estimate.
We do. We want to provide all the information up front, so when they get to closing, they're not unpleasantly surprised.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good for you, good for them, good for everybody, good for the realtors, good for the seller.
Yeah, it's good for everybody. Exactly. What is PMI?
It's private mortgage insurance. PMI is going to be on a conventional loan with less than 20% down. So if you have a 5% down loan, you're going to have PMI at a certain level. At 10% down, you'd have PMI, 15% down. The only way to avoid PMI is by putting 20% down.
And that's a recurring cost.
You'll have it. You'll have it for a while. There's no set time, really, as to when it goes away. And lenders are not too eager to let you out of PMI very quickly.
And it doesn't go away by itself.
Well, you'll pay your principal down, and it will go away. It will take a while. When you get your information, it'll show you how long you'd actually have the PMI on if you just made standard payments throughout your loan.
Okay.
Each one is different because it depends on what they put down, 5, 10, 15%.
And okay. You said also credit scores come into play with that one too?
There are, yeah. In order to qualify for PMI, you have to meet a certain credit score, and that's all determined by loan to value as well. So it's really tough to try to have, tell you what you qualify for without seeing the full deal.
Okay, well, I think we went through that pretty well. There's a lot of good information, and you were very thorough with us. Thank you, Jason. You are very involved with Marley's mission. Tell me about what an upcoming event you're sponsoring.
Mortgage Network is hosting a charity golf event, the proceeds benefiting Marley's mission, at Mount Airy, August 11th. You can get more information on the website, which is www.playforekidspa.com, or you can go directly to Marley's Mission's website, which is marleysmission.com.
What is Marley's mission?
Marley's mission is horse-based therapy for kids who have been abused. It's a local charity. They're in Lake Ariel, so they help kids that are in our community that have been victims of abuse.
Well, hats off, because I think that's a really big thing for you. And
what is horse therapy? They work with the horses? and it kind of calms them. It's good for the kids. Is that how it works?
Apparently, yeah. A lot of the kids have had good responses to animals and to horses, and so it's a pretty in-depth program, and they've treated over 60 kids so far, all from Northeast Pennsylvania. So
they have good results with this.
They do, yeah, a lot of successful results, and there's a lot of great people involved in the organization that do a lot of hard work for the community and for kids that have been abused.
You know, I've seen signs from Wally's Mission. I never knew what it was. I never had any idea.
If you don't know what it is, you should really check their website out and learn more about them, because it's a great charity. You know, when we decided to do this event last year, we did it for a family friend who had a sick child, and this year they didn't need the help. So when I started looking at charities that I wanted to partner with, after reading the Marley's Mission story, it was
heartbreaking.
The story's heartbreaking, but it was just a charity that I really could see myself getting involved in. And trying to do the right thing and help these guys out and help the kids out that have been victims of abuse.
Yeah, good for you. That's great. Well, and golf starts at what time?
8:30. And if you're not a golfer, that's okay. You can come to the after party. There's a dinner that starts at 6. It's at Gypsy's in Mount Airy. It was a blast. We did it last year. We had over 300 people that showed up. So it was a really good time. So
yeah, and it's a great cause. So, all right. Well, we'll see you there. Thank you very much, Jason,
Absolutely.
For spending time with us today on the 4th of July weekend, and happy 4th of July to all who are listening. And before we close, we'll review a listing.
Yes, I have a listing. It's Trish Conway's listing. It's 1527 Clay Avenue in Dunmore. This is a great home. It's listed for $154,900. It's 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. It's a beautiful home in a beautiful area. I know the area well. Well kept and maintained. It has original hardwood floors underneath the carpet with a great layout, spacious rooms, and plenty of closet space. The driveway is in excellent condition with a one-car detached garage. It has a great view from the backyard, updated electrical. And this is 1527 Clay Avenue in Dunmore for $154,900, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. Call Trish Conway.
Thank you, Pat. And before we close, I always review a tip. If you have children or a young child and you're planning on moving to a new home or to a new area as a parent, I know my son's welfare is my number one concern. If you're like me and you find yourself worrying about this, don't despair, because there are several recommended books you can read to your child to help her or him with the situation. One is called Moving Day. It's published by Random House, and it is a story of bears moving to a new home with better soil for their farm. Will the young bear like it? Will he meet new friends? He doesn't know until he gets there. There are other recommended books, which I'll mention in future tips. We're out of time, and that concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy, and Jason Wiggins, Sales Manager of Mortgage Network. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you guys for having me.
If you have any real estate questions during the week,
email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
And to view our listings or search the MLS, go to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thanks for joining us, and have a great, safe holiday weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Selling or buying a house, no question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.